My favorite thing about research is always the tangents that it leads you on. This is the most fun thing, no matter what you're researching, is when you start off intending to find information about one thing, and then you go down all these weird little side streets and rabbit holes, and you find yourself looking at a totally different thing. I was recently doing research on shrew taming narratives in early modern English literature for this big YouTube video I made about Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew and other shrew taming narratives. And because I was looking up all this stuff around shrews, I watched, for one thing, a lot of nature documentary video footage of shrews. They're kind of cute. And I found a 1959 low budget horror movie called The Killer Shrews, which is about giant mutant shrews, which, much like the real shrews I was looking at nature documentary footage of, have venomous bites and need to eat 3 times their body weight every day in order to survive. Except because these are giant shrews, they pose a threat to humanity. The shrews in this movie, by the way, are portrayed very unconvincingly but absolutely delightfully by dogs in costumes. It is very clear that they are dogs in costumes, and I think those dogs were doing a really great job. Did this video have absolutely anything to do with Shakespeare? No. Does this movie have any bearing on what I was talking about in my video? Absolutely not. But I watched substantial sections of this 59 low budget horror movie. And now, ever since, I keep on thinking about how fun it would be if there was another movie with the same name, The Killer Shrews, except this one could be about all the women who are victimized in all the different shrew taming narratives in early modern English literature, and they all band together and they go on a revenge spree. I want to watch that movie.